About 50 protesters chanted and marched outside Republican Congressman Francis Rooney's Cape Coral office, carrying signs reading, "Kids don't belong in cages, close homestead, and love, not hate, makes America great." Activist and Purple Heart combat veteran Robert Hilliard was among them. Hilliard's efforts in World War II led to President Harry Truman ordering an investigation that led to a reversal of a U.S. policy of neglect when it came to Holocaust victims.
I worked with survivors of the concentration camps, helping save thousands of lives, and there were children involved, and I saw their faces at that time, and they pleaded, they begged, please let us come to a country where we can have some semblance of a life. I see those same faces today in the children at the border camps.
Arlene Gilbert with the group Pine Island Roar organized the protest. The doors to Rooney's local office were locked, and none of the demonstrators got inside, but Gilbert says she has a message for the congressman.
He's a man of faith, and I want him to address his humanity and also his oversight responsibilities. He's got to go in the camps. He's got to meet with the people who have gone into the camps and figure out something to do to reunite those children.
The protests come one day after a delegation of U.S. House members visited migrant detention centers in Texas, with some describing the conditions they witnessed as, quote, appalling and disgusting. The demonstrations in Cape Coral and Naples targeted Congressman Rooney, while the protests in Sarasota and Bradenton were held outside the offices of fellow GOP Congressman Vern Buchanan. In all, 14 such protests were held outside U.S. representatives' offices across the state. John Davis, WGCU News.